This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jonathan Grimm. The establishment wishes we'd all forget. It's only been, what, a week and a half or so since the first video of Gruber. Now there's like eight of them. Since the first video of Gruber, they're advising staff at his MIT alma mater on how they deceive the American people, their enemy, and giggling and smirking about the enjoyment and how easy we are to feed on because we're so stupid. Yes. Like the Wicked Witch of the East. Now a video comes out of Obama praising him, saying that he literally... People are sick of me using the term literally. Well, Obama says, I literally, no figure of speech, stole the Obamacare plan from Herr Gruber. Now, that was a couple years ago. That, too, on C-SPAN. In the last 2 days, Obama came out and said he doesn't really know Gruber. He's a nobody, not part of his staff. When he met at the White House now, at least 15 times, first it was 10 times, then 12 times, 15 times with the president. And he brags about how they came up with the lies together. In fact, guys, there's so many clips, I know it gets confusing. Let's get the clip of Romney praising him to show how it's bipartisan tyranny and why the Republican leadership doesn't want to get rid of it. And then I want to show the Gruber clip where he brags that he met behind closed doors with Obama, and that Obama said, well, I can't let him know it's going to cost all this money. And he said, don't worry, here's how you do it. And so then they learned how to hide it from people. He's bragging about, my lie got picked. I'm the best liar. You realize I'm so smart. I got paid $400,000 to come up with this scam. One part of the larger latrine of lies. So we have that cesspool going on. And then you've got Gruber being thrown over the bus by Obama. It's a Rosetta Stone. It's a skeleton key. There are stories every day that do this, but this one is so illustrative of the dishonorable, rat-like behavior of these people. It is truly mind-blowing, mind-boggling that they're doing it in front of everyone. Because, hey, look, just because roughly half the public can't find their butt with both hands, doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground, doesn't know the three branches of government, doesn't know who their daddy is or their mommy is, and doesn't care, do you realize that of the other 50%, about 30% are somewhat awake and are starting to wake up more? Maybe 15% of that number are really awake, and then we're waking up the other 20-30% that are somewhat awake. It only takes 5% to bring a criminal group down. You guys are a few thousand globalists running this scam, and we've got, let's be conservative, 50 million super awake, 150 million somewhat awake. I've studied history, scum. And I've studied how you guys always think you're invincible and corrupt elites. I don't care if it's in China or the Middle East or Rome or Europe or Asia or Latin America. It's the same story. Africa, you guys always think you're invincible and you always go too far. Like Wile E. Coyote runs out on that cliff and looks, and you know, he's not standing on a cliff anymore. He's 20 feet out over a chasm. And you guys don't have a parachute. I know you got nuclear weapons and stuff, and hey, you'll probably end up causing a nuclear war to keep your power and kill everybody. I understand that. But maybe we can stop you from destroying humanity. Just maybe, scum.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 18th day of November, 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. The news websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and we have a bunch of excellent Facebook pages as well. Where to start, where to begin? FBI says Ferguson decision will likely lead to violence. State of emergency, of course, was declared yesterday afternoon by the governor. Protester has car stolen during the F the Police rally. So the criminals are using the demonstrations as cover. University issues students tips on demonstrating. Yeah, CNN and MSNBC are really telling a one-sided story. Trying to incite people. I was watching it last night and this morning, and I just report what I see. I mean, I really am into not having a bias. In fact, I get accused of bashing the police a lot, Only when we see them execute somebody in cold blood, like in Albuquerque, where the homeless guy's unarmed and they kill him and laugh at him, let the dog chew his dead body, and then the squad car videos released 20 minutes before with the cop who'd been kicked off the state police saying, "I'm going to kill this heifer. I'm going to shoot him right in the testicles." And the other cops are like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm going to kill him." Just want to just kill some homeless guy? You need to be in a mental institution. Not with a badge and a gun. And the police have shot our reporters rubber bullets, and they've done something that's wrong. But the criminal gangs trying to organize rioting nationwide, if this cop isn't indicted, it's just an excuse to carry out criminal activity. And the feds are in there provocateuring it behind the scenes. That is, the Justice Department is. And then the government will get more power to federalize out of this crisis. Darren Wilson supporters pay for hashtag pants up, don't loot. Billboard. Four killed in Jerusalem, synagogue attack, gun controls eased for self-defense, Palestinians celebrate the streets. Yeah, the answer is arm yourselves. And Israel's been bringing in more gun control in the last few years. That's now being attacked. The answer is obviously for people to be armed. And then they can protect themselves from someone wielding a butcher knife, killing four. What's the answer? Ban butcher knives? England's actually talking about it. That's some of the stories on DrudgeReport.com. We have some of the same stories on Infowars.com. In fact, here's one of the headlines that ties into Ferguson. St. Louis cop says, and there's video, "Get a gun, we can't protect you." Paul Watson has a video breaking that down. Race war in Ferguson, despite outcome on Darren Wilson. Protest organizers emphasize racial character of anticipated protest and threat posed to white people. Yeah, there's a lot of calls, and now racial attacks are intensifying. I have a stack of news of whites being attacked because they're, quote, white. This is just ridiculous. It'll create more division and more racism. And we'll swell the ranks of the Klan. I mean, it's what the feds want. A prison economy where we're all divided like a giant prison. A woman receives beating because she's a, quote, white girl in the hood. We have that report. Anonymous has leaked a map of federal perimeter around Ferguson. We have the audio. Missouri governor goes silent when asked who's in charge in Ferguson. That's some really big, important news up on Infowars.com. Only a small fraction of it. One of the other articles is offshore foreign banks vow to fight Republican efforts to repeal Obamacare. And that is out of the Washington Examiner. Tens of billions of dollars. In fact, last time I checked, it was over $12 billion they were reporting, just spent by lobbying groups, not just by unions and others, to get the Affordable Care Act, what an Orwellian name, passed. And that's what I'm going to shift gears into now. Then into huge news on the Russia front, and I mean huge news. Insurers will strenuously resist Republican efforts to dismantle Obamacare. Well, that's why bipartisanly all the blue blood, rhino, neocon, anti-gun, pro-global warming Republicans helped write Obamacare. Now, granted, people like Emanuel and people like Gruber, Jonathan Gruber, Ezekiel Emanuel, they added layers of filthy icing to it. The Massachusetts plan was a royal screw job written up by Romney and the insurance companies, but compared to what the Republicans brought forward, the Democrats added heaping helpings of evil. And because the Republicans want to play ball, and their big donors are large foreign banks and insurance companies, most of them foreign, just want to point that out, through their U.S. subsidiaries have taken us over. This is the biggest tax increase, hands down, even the CBO says, tax increase in U.S. history. And the government gets part of the money, and the insurance companies get the other. It creates more regulations where small insurance companies are shutting down. It is a monopolistic, oligopoly, insider, crony capitalist system at the top. At the bottom, it's death panels It is ration care. It is government control of your records and your life. And they're just spreading your records everywhere, massive identity theft, total fraud, and it's all on purpose as a psyop to see what they can get away with. I mean, we got up here with medical doctors, scientists, medical managers, constitutional lawyers. We read the subsections of the bill, thousands of pages, and then they added more than 10,000 pages of writers. We would read the subsection where they set up the death panels, the bioethics panels that would not give you care, and what they're already doing at the VA, and where they created 21 new taxes, seven of them on people at or below the poverty line, payroll taxes, the list goes on and on. And it was clearly designed to wreck health care. And then Ezekiel Emanuel comes out on Fox and goes, yeah, it is. And then Bill Gates comes out and says, yeah, it is a death panel. We have those clips. We played them probably 50 to 100 times apiece. I don't know. It's more than 50 times. Should I play them again? And the response was, the libertarians and real conservatives out there, WorldNet Daily, Drudge Report, InfoWars, are racist. They're liars. It isn't in the bill. And Rachel Maddow and all these people would shake their fingers at the camera and say, it's racist. That Watson guy on MSNBC called me racist. All of them. CNN. It's a lie. They don't want you to have free health care. It's part of the racism. Well, no, we were reading the subsections on air. And then now Jonathan Gruber comes out in eight different clips there now are. And says, I met with the president behind closed doors. We had to come up with a way to hide the massive increases. We developed the plan. He picked my plan. Obama now in a new video that surfaced from C-SPAN years ago, you know, told Gruber how great he is and how he literally took stuff for the plan from Gruber, as he says. Then Obama comes out and says, no, I didn't really know Gruber. I mean, he advised some, but wasn't part of the staff. And, you know, I don't really know who he is, throwing him under the bus. And then we have Mitt Romney endorsing Gruber in 2006. Because remember, he helped come up with some of the earlier stuff. This is Massachusetts. This is MIT. Massachusetts Institute of Technology. So it's one filthy nest of foreign insurance companies and banks who wrote a plan where you pay tax money to them. So here's Romney praising Gruber at a 2006 Romney Care signing ceremony. If you want to vomit, here is that clip.
Let me mention as well the legislators and staff who worked with the president and the speaker. Names like Murray, Lees, Moore, Walrath, Mariano, and Hargraves may not be as familiar as ours sitting here on the very front row, but their work was every bit as dedicated and valuable. There were contributors from outside government, as you know. Jonathan Gruber at MIT devoted hours and hours to an essential econometric model. Jonathan Gruber at MIT.
Okay. Jonathan Gruber at MIT. Now, let's go to Gruber saying that he met with Obama to hatch the conspiracy. Here it is.
That's real cost control that we know it'll work. Go after this. Now, the problem is it's a political nightmare, and people say, no, you can't tax my benefits. It feels like. So what we did a lot in that room was think about, how could we make this work? And Obama's like, well, you know, I mean, he's really a realistic guy. He's like, look, I can't just do this. He said, it's just not going to happen politically. The bill will not pass. How do we manage to get there through phase-ins and other things? And we talked about it. And he was just very interested in that topic. And once again, that ultimately became the genesis of what's called the Cadillac tax in the health care bill, which I think is...
All right, that's enough. Let's just move on from that. Now let's go to Obama a few years ago praising Jonathan Gruber and saying that he liberally or literally took it from him. And then we'll go to Obama saying he knows nothing and doesn't really know him. Here it is.
You've already drawn some of the brightest minds from academia and policy circles. Many of them I've stolen ideas from liberally. People ranging from Robert Gordon to Austin Goolsbee, John Gruber, my dear friend Jim Wallace here, who can talk, I think.
All right, that's enough. That's at the Brookings Institute, the president on C-SPAN. Now let's go to Obama a few days ago saying, oh, Gruber was just a side deal. He didn't really, you know, who's he? Here it is.
Well, I wonder how you square that with your former advisor, Jonathan Gruber, claiming you were not transparent about the health law because, in his words, the American people, the voters, are stupid. Did you mislead Americans about the taxes, about keeping your plan, in order to get the bill passed?
No, I did not. I just heard about this. I get well briefed before I come out here. The fact that some advisor who never worked on our staff.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117 or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
We are back, broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas. From the InfoWars.com studios, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up today, we have Mr. Dent, the economist, joining us. Former member of Bain Capital, speaking of Mitt Romney. Harry Dent couldn't join us last week because his mother died. That's why he canceled the show. Very sad. He'll be joining us today. And then we are going to have our reporters pop in at 1:30 from Ferguson, where the governor's declared a state of emergency and they're bracing basically for criminal groups, race-based groups, to use legitimate demonstrations. It's the First Amendment, so you have a legitimate right to do that. They're going to use that as cover to carry out criminal activity. And the feds are clearly letting the organization of this be set up on Facebook and Twitter so they get more funding. It's very shameful. I'm not blaming the average rank-and-file fed out there because you can't do that, but clearly the Justice Department's down there stirring it up. They got caught with the Trayvon Martin deal, and maybe that'll change now that Eric Holder's out of there or soon to be out of there, but I doubt it because that's all the establishment has is playing us off against each other, and it's truly a saddening situation. So we'll give you a breakdown on that as it unfolds. Our reporters will be there. Huge news. Putin says West is provoking Russia into new Cold War as spies deported. U.S. diplomats and others kicked out. This is a major escalation. That's coming up at the start of the next segment, and we'll open the phones up and take your calls. But getting back to Obama, if you just tuned in, so he played Gruber saying he met behind closed doors and helped come up with a deception with Obama on the increases on, quote, taxing benefits. Well, see, they act like you're going to get free stuff in this world. And then they try to hide that it's going to cost money, but it's not even free stuff. It's a giant screw job to foreign insurance companies. True socialist health care has all its own nightmares. But in a few countries, it's administered okay. Not in England, not in Canada, certainly. But a few northern European countries do a pretty good job because you pay high taxes, but you get pretty good health care. This isn't socialist health care. It's fascist screw job. It's worse than socialism. By the way, those northern European countries do euthanize people, though, so they do have the death panel. So it's bad in that respect. It's just this is as bad as it gets. Nothing this horrible has ever been invented. It's just a giant robbery system. And then Obama, you know, goes out and praises Gruber as one of the architects on video and then gets asked by a reporter at an event about it. We're going to play the whole clip, Zach, cut off by the break. So you can hear it in context. And he says, listen, you know, this guy's not really one of our main advisors. Yes, he is. He came up with a whole bunch of it, and that's been written about for years. And Mitt Romney's praised him. And that's our problem, is that Boehner and Mitchell and others will act like they're going to repeal it now because of backlash, when for 2 years they've been saying we're not going to repeal it because they took money from the same interest for this, okay? So when you want to hate Obama, that's fine. What about John Boehner? What about Mitch McConnell? What about these Republican scumbags? I mean, look, if we can't repeal this whole thing and get some indictments, we're done. This is an outrageous takeover. My goodness, with them bragging how they're cheating us and scamming us. You want to live like they do at the VA, folks? It's been bad for a while, but for the last 6-7 years, they put them on secret death list. I don't care if you're 25 or 75. You don't get knee surgery. You don't get lung surgery. You don't get brain surgery that's operable, that's almost 100% operable. You get pills to go home, and the brain tumor grows or the lung cancer grows, and you die. And every few days, you see one of the reports on CNN? It's like, oh, the vet that got shot and his spine severed, and you know now he just wants to starve himself because he's so unhappy after all these years. It sounds sweet, but the other report, it goes, other vets are coming home and just want to die too. Will we let them? And the CNN voiceover guy breaks down at the ear. Will we let them? I was watching that last night online. You see those reports every few days, just let them die. It's so beautiful. And I was watching whatever CBS is with the Bilderberg Group member, Charlie Rose, on it. And it was like a woman who didn't know why she had inflammation and why Lou Gehrig's and ALS was exploding. She was 40 with a child and totally beautiful. And a few years later, you know, is paralyzed from the neck down and raised money for Lou Gehrig's and raised money for ALS. It's everybody's getting it. And no discussion of, did you take a vaccine, honey? Because they're like, I'm reading the closed caption when I'm on the elliptical. And I'm thinking, inflammation in the brain, chronic inflammation. They just call it Alzheimer's, ALS if you're young, whatever. They got a bunch of different neurological spectrums that they put out. And I said, inflammation on the brain. And they go, They show CAT scans and go, we don't know why all these people show inflammation on the brain now. MSG, GMO, vaccines, we know exactly in the studies what's doing it. But nobody's going to tell people on CBS News it's the vaccine. I bet money that woman I was watching this morning, I bet money she gets a flu shot every year. I bet money. I bet my right arm. I bet my warhammer. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. But whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Lonely Sea.
The Lonely Sea.
The Lonely Sea.
That's the Beach Boys, one of my favorite songs, bringing us in. Let's listen for a moment.
It never stops.
I should apologize. I shouldn't get upset by foreign megabanks. About 80% of the money, you can look it up, of the banker bailout went to them. More than 80% of the foreign money coming in to pass Obamacare is by foreign banks owned by people that don't even live here to make you double and triple your insurance or make you get insurance. And we're only a year or two into this. They say the sky's the limit. They will raise it until we all go bankrupt. And the government gets to fine you and come after you, and they get part of the money. And I apologize. Watching one of the best healthcare systems in the world be wrecked, watching a bunch of stupid welfare heads think they're about to get better health care when actually the free health care they've had is about to be taken away? Well, they got lots of doctors in Cuba, but you don't get eye surgery. They give you a cane. They got lots of doctors in England, but when you need surgery for skin cancer, they're going to make you wait a year until you die in many cases. Oh, they got lots of doctors in Canada, but half the time they're going to end up killing you in the government-run facilities. We look it up. But this isn't even socialist health care. This is just a bunch of foreign interests coming in with, along with a traitorous government to wreck the entire system, to overthrow it, to bring in national health care administered by private interest with only three insurance companies when they're done running the whole show. And they're the big three that funded it. A lot of small and medium insurance companies fought it, just like the Texas Banking Association and other local banking associations around the country fought the Banking Reform Act. And the head of the Texas Banking Association wrote a big article 4 years ago. We read the whole thing on air. It was in the Texas Business Journal. I happen to see it republished in the Austin Business Journal, saying this is a monopolistic conspiracy to shut down all the local banks that actually loan money. And then the big mega banks are going to close their local branches and aren't going to give you loans because they don't need retail banking anymore. They just get given QE unlimited money. And they want you to not have money so you implode so they can buy up all your assets and property. They want a depression. So you better defeat this legislation. Well, guess what? They didn't defeat it. That's going through now. We're being conquered. We're being laid waste right now. We're being brought down right now. You understand that? Those aren't words. You are being robbed every paycheck now with the payroll tax going up. You're being robbed with all the hidden taxes and the regulations and the fines. You're being robbed because 2,000 major corporations were given total waivers to never get Obamacare. But your company has to, so you can't compete. You're getting laid off because people can't afford to hire you now. You're getting cut from full-time to part-time because of it. It would take me hours to go over this entire scam. And see, in the old days, Americans got upset about being pushed around or cheated. Nowadays, it seems we can only go out and get angry if it's racial. We can't even get mad when they try to ban Christianity and take down crosses everywhere. Americans just haven't remembered who they were. And we've lost our will to stand up for ourselves. We've lost our dignity. We've lost our fighting spirit. But it can be regained. And here's the message. There's no bottom to the pit. The sky's the limit of what these tyrants will do. Thomas Jefferson said it over and over again. The limit of tyranny you will live under. He was asked by a newspaper reporter. I'm paraphrasing his quote, but maybe we can Google it. Thomas Jefferson on the limits of tyranny. The limit of tyranny is exactly the amount you will put up with, you will accept. That is what governs the tyrant. I believe that's the exact quote. That is what governs the tyrant. They don't govern themselves. Hitler couldn't govern himself. He started attacking everybody. Declared war on England, war on the U.S., war on France, war on Czechoslovakia, war on Poland, war on the Soviets. War, 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 war. Because that's what people like him do. You get bad people in charge on power trips. They know no bounds. They run wild till they get stopped. And the globalists have jumped the shark over and over and over and over and over and over again. So I want to open the phones up specifically on this question. Phones are now open. I asked Obamacare supporters to call in after it became law last year, and we saw the increases start. And some actually called in and made fun of me and said that they were getting something free. Others were fake people calling in, acting like NPR zombies. But I want to open the phones up for people. Has anybody had their premium lowered? I know of no one. I know of a few people that are already on welfare that went into the hospital and they called it Obamacare when they got the free Medicare or Medicaid that was always there. Now they just water down the quality. I want to hear from you. Are you upset with Gruber, or am I still a conspiracy theorist telling you this was all in there? I want to hear from Obama supporters out there. I know you're listening. I know you exist. If you know, you've got an Obama phone in your hand, or you're a fake bleeding heart, liberal social worker, and because you're not a bad person yourself, you then project that onto the establishment and believe it's your mommy and you're under its little wings like a ducky. Like a gosling. You're not under a loving Mother Goose's wings, I will assure you. Stop being a moron schmuck. That's a great word. A chump. I want to hear from you. I'll try to be polite. Do you have the bravado? Do you have the will to call in here? I want to hear how I'm wrong. I want to hear how Jonathan Gruber didn't mean what he said. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm going to say it slow because Obama listeners may not have ever called in. Obama supporters. We're on affiliates all over, big cities all over the country. Oklahoma City, Chicago, Austin, Southern California, Kansas City, we're on almost 180 affiliates. I know you're out there listening. Call in. I hear you bashing me on other shows I randomly tune into. I'm like the byword to call in and go, Obamacare's not that bad. What are you, a black helicopter tinfoil hat wearer like Alex Jones? 800-259-9231. I'm going to get into Russia, get a quick update in Ferguson. We'll have a full report at 1:30 from Jakari Jackson there and Joe Biggs. We're going to get like a quick couple-minute report right now. Then I'll get into Russia and then take your phone calls. 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and see what Jakari Jackson has to say on the ground in Ferguson. Jakari, still any word on when we're going to get this verdict? I know you're right in front of the courthouse.
No, we have no word as of yet. We were checking the streets last night. We were in Ferguson as well as Clayton. And the streets were pretty quiet. We actually had more media out there than any other people. It's pretty cold. I think the temperatures are keeping people at bay. But we've seen Governor Nixon. He's making the moves. I'm pretty sure he's getting everything in position to announce the verdict announced. He wants to mobilize the National Guard. We haven't seen them on the streets as of yet. Not much police presence, at least not a visible police presence as of yet.
Well, they don't want to probably on the surface be provocative or seen as provocateurs. Just like we caught the feds massing, and even CNN's reporting they fired the guy that shot the video of that and took the photos. Just outrageous tyranny. But you can better believe, Jakari, if you go to the National Guard armories and check, I'll bet my bottom dollar they're waiting right now. And that you can find groups of state police and others quietly masked if they're about to announce the verdict. But so are you saying it's going to be today or tomorrow? I mean, is that the feeling?
Well, they keep stringing us along because we heard a lot of people say over the weekend it was going to be Monday, and now it's Tuesday, and we still don't have any official word as to when it's going to come out.
Well, the cold weather, I think, will keep a lot of people off the street. I'm all for the First Amendment and demonstrating, but this is definitely a psyop and needs to be de-escalated, in my view. I think they should just go ahead and announce it, don't you think, Jakari?
Yeah, I think it would be a good thing just to go ahead and get it out the way, especially, they have the cold temperatures on their side. It's supposed to warm up slightly throughout the week, so if they want to keep the street presence to a minimum, this would be the ideal time.
Anything else you want to add? We'll get a full detailed report from Biggs and you at the bottom of the third hour.
Well, speaking about Governor Nixon, he was asked by a reporter yesterday during a teleconference, who exactly was in charge of the operation, because he had previously come out and stated during his state of address, the state of emergency, rather, that the Ferguson, the St. Louis County Police Department would be running the ground operations in Ferguson. But when he was asked by a reporter who was going to be running pretty much the whole shebang, he kind of stuttered and mumbled and didn't really want to answer the question, which I thought was very interesting because I thought it's pretty cut and dry in the document that he gave out earlier. But when he was asked that specific question, and it's a great question by whoever asked that journalist, he couldn't really answer exactly who's running the ground operation. So I thought that was very curious, and I'm curious to see what's going to happen because we have seen a DHS presence here in the St. Louis area. That's actually while we're out here right now. We're downtown St. Louis. Joe Biggs got a tip that there are some DHS vehicles around here in one of the parking garages. It's pretty much a shot in the dark. We've looked at a few already, but there's plenty of parking garages.
All right, well, that's the capital behind you. Keep inspecting, Jakari, and we'll get a full report from you at the bottom of the hour. We have the audio of the governor. It's a question the London Guardian asked him, but he just bumbles so bad it's almost unintelligible. Clearly, he doesn't want to get the blame if things go wrong, and he doesn't want folks to know that DHS is pretty much calling the shots. And when things go wrong, DHS will end up trying to blame the state. So maybe that's why he was caught like a deer in the headlights. Thank you, Jakari. Here is that audio clip of the governor.
Next question. We go next to Matthew Sledge with Huffington Post.
Oh, Huffington Post.
Hi, Governor. Thank you. Given that you've declared the state of emergency and you put the Highway Patrol on the Unified Command, does the buck ultimately stop with you when it comes to how many protests are policed?
Honey, keep the peace and allow folks' voices to be heard. And in that balance, I'm attempting, using the resources we have to marshal to be predictable for both those pillars.
I can't listen to it. He just goes on babbling the entire time, trying to pass the buck. What a mess. Everybody's got to be a PR expert nowadays instead of just being a straight shooter. Yeah, I'm the governor. I'm ultimately in charge of these emergency situations, but we're coordinating with the feds and the locals and, try to get together and decide what the best move is. So it's a group effort, but, of course, in the final equation, the buck stops with me, so I'm doing the best job I can. That's how a governor talks right there, not the way that guy just talks. And I'm not even attacking him. It's just that I'm so sick of everybody trying to be a PR wonk. Until we're just a nation of baloney salesmen. I'm going to get to Russia coming up. I want to go ahead and go to some Obama supporters right now. We've got two of them, Joseph in Kansas, Johnny in Missouri. Open lines for Obama supporters. We never have open lines. This is just for Obama supporters. 800-259-9231. Are you proud of Jonathan Gruber? Are you proud of Obama? Do you like the free goodies? Because they're not free. Do you still think he's your Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx calls him? Joseph in Kansas, you're up first. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Obamacare, my plan really hasn't moved or anything. It's about stay the same. This is about the only thing. I don't really hate the guy. He doesn't even get to choose what color tie he wears. Everybody needs to be spending their time supplying up, getting ready. Red alert, it's here. Wake people up. It's not a game.
Hold on now, just a second. Obama is a puppet, but he's an active globalist. And Obama the name, Obamacare, this whole movement to break the country. You've heard it's increasing prices for most people. You've heard about the death panels, I'm sure. You've heard Gruber admit they lied to people. Do you still support Obamacare?
I mean, I didn't have any part in it. I didn't really know what it was until after it came out. All we've been worrying about is getting the militia together and getting it going.
Okay. Get the Obama militia? Johnny in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead. You say you're an Obama supporter.
Yeah, but that Obama militia scares me to death, Alex. I've got to be honest with that one.
Well, he did say he created a national security force just as big and just as strong as our military, and then they have all the kids in Chicago in the military outfits doing Obama worship chants. So maybe that's the answer.
Well, the problem is the average IQ is only about, 55, 60? I mean,
the average IQ is supposedly 100, but that's the median. But it has been dropping because of fluoride. So the average IQ used to be about 100, 60, 70 years ago. It's about 90 right now. Mental retardation is 70. If you have a 60 IQ, you have trouble talking. So, no, the average person has about a 90 IQ now.
Well, yeah, but they had 85 at the cutoff point for DHS and
Well, when I first heard it 15 years ago that departments have a secret rule that cops can't have over 100 IQ, I didn't believe it. Then cops won lawsuits who were either released or not hired because they had high IQs. That yes, under federal guidelines to get money, you're not to hire an officer with over 100 IQ, and because they found that they will question illegal orders. So yes, they basically want robots.
Now, to get back to the point of being the Obama supporter, I didn't support his first term, okay? Over the course of those 4 years, I realized that he has been the biggest shot in the arm for American national patriotism that this country has ever experienced. We've had more gun sales, more ammunition sales, more people waking up to the defunct situation our government has become over, what, Alex, 150 years?
Yes.
So he's done more to put the people, at least shake them awake. You know, like you said, when you go into the hospital and they tell you, well, we'll give you a kidney transplant, but you're going to have to wait 6 years. I would think that would be a big wake-up call. So, yeah, I'm an Obama supporter. I voted Democrat this cycle just to scare the hell out of the Republicans, see if they would wake up. And I'm a strong supporter of the National Liberty Alliance, man. We've got a mighty front coming forward.
No, I hear you. And, you know, that's actually, I'm not saying you're communist, you're the opposite. That's a communist tactic. Make it worse to get people mad. And so you're right. I mean, either they're going to win with Obama and take over and break the country, or they bit off more than they can chew. We got more Obama bozos coming up. Michael, Tony, Ron, and others, stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
economist Harry Dent's going to be joining us to talk about the state of the world, the economy. Putin says West is provoking Russia into new Cold War and has kicked, quote, U.S. spies and others out of Russia. Before I go back to Obama supporter calls in this segment and the next, ahead of Dent joining us on this live Tuesday edition, if you want to get our new proprietary Secret 12 vitamin B12, that in studies, vitamin B12 has been shown to reverse depression, all sorts of issues, if you have a deficiency in it. And the amount that they say you're supposed to eat every day is just woefully deficient in my view. This has the methylcobalamin of the organic form that we can't find anybody else really out there putting out this high of quality. This is the type people inject, but you take this in your mouth sublingually. It has higher absorption rates. It's just amazing. Help the body fight B12 deficiency. Can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, all sorts of problems, depression, poor memory, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. It supports all your body's healthy functions. Secret 12 needs no injections. It's taken in the mouth orally. We're really proud of it. We could have just put B12 out instantly. But we're not putting out synthetic garbage. This is truly amazing stuff, and it helps fund our operation. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We have Survival Shield X2. We have Classic Survival Shield, Oxy Powder, DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Ocupower is back in. But most of it will be sold out within days. But luckily, we're going to get more Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver in by next week. Again, InfoWarsLife.com, super high quality. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to find the master shopping cart and the subsection, MadeIn1776.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And I already took some this morning, but it's vitamin B12, pretty much take as much as you want. I'm going to take some more right now in a nice cup of water. There is no food coloring in this. I mean, the camera picks up how beautiful it is, but not really. It's just like magical stuff, folks. And I don't know why it's the same color, almost the same. The iodine's kind of bluish purple. But this is pure. It's pure. It's pure. This is so special. InfoWarsLife.com. And everyone that knows me just says, what is going on with you? The vitamins, the minerals, the iodine, the exercise, all of it. It's just amazing. I only got like 5 hours sleep last night. I just feel like I'm 20 years old. All right, Tony and Ron, Obama supporters. Don't hang up, Tony. I'm going to you next. First off, Ron in Canada does support Obama. Are you a serious caller?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, how you doing there, terrorist?
I guess I am a terrorist, according to you, yes.
All right. Okay, so basically, here's what I want to say. Obama's he's a great liar. He's the father of lies. Muslims love him. Look what he's doing for all the Muslim states out there. I mean, definitely since he's come into power, ISIS is certainly on their way to Israel. So that's great for all those Muslim countries out there that can't stand Israel. Not only that, but, I mean, what's the matter, Alex? You don't like Mexicans? You don't like Saudi Arabia moving against all the states out there that don't enforce Sharia law?
That's right. It means I must hate Arabs. No, I hate people's heads getting chopped off for no reason.
Basically, I think he's great. I've never before have we seen in history somebody that sparked such a revolution. He could be great. Only he must be defeated, but he is there.
All right, another sarcastic caller. You know, I've had actual Obama supporters call in before. They're usually government workers, and they really believe the dream. I don't think they're out there anymore. I mean, we're on stations all over the country, and let me tell you, 6 years ago, we could get them in calling in here in droves. You just can't do it anymore, which shows the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Second hour coming up. Tell friends and family tune in right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3133.